Sunday is called that. I mean, it comes from the Roman calendar, Sunday. But it is from kind of also the more Vedic and older calendars, where Sunday is the day where you can actually utilize the energy of the sun, which is kind of the masculine energy, the energy of just, we'll call it, outward energy. So I want to do a couple things that charges your battery. One thing about Kundalini yoga technology is that you can be depleting your battery any way that you do, and have been or did in the past. You can have depleted your battery or are doing maybe some things that aren't necessarily your highest good. People are always surprised, you know. Everybody wants to get all freaked out about caffeine or, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, we're householders, so our whole goal is that you end up in the black every day instead of the red. That's our goal. So if you're doing your kind of balance sheet, we want you to be in profit and not in loss. That's kind of the vibe. So that means that if you, if you're doing something, if you work really hard, or if you have a bunch of your children, or you have to commute far, or you have just lots of responsibilities, all the things that we have to do, or, you know, just you're a student and you're working, you know, doing that kind of work or whatever you're doing, you can utilize your energy, and you can burn the energy as much as you need to get the job done, but you also know how to replenish it. That's kind of that's a good householder's way of looking at it. And I say this a lot, but it's worth making a little profit and loss sheet on what you're doing that replenishes your energy and what you're doing that depletes your energy. Because then you can actually kind of look in a sober way, how much do I need to replenish the energy? And what would it be kind of required to do that? In, let's just say, regular, let's say you've had just kind of a normal depletion, you know, so a normal checkered past. Kind of standard fare checkered past. So, and you're just living kind of the modern lifestyle. Just with that. A couple times a day where you're replenishing the reserve of what we call the prana or the breath, that we call it the reserve force, a couple times a day. If you do something in the morning, maybe something when you get that lull in the afternoon, and then something at some point before you go to bed, it can be short little doses, but just three little kind of replenishment doses would, just like you'd be, you know, when you try to drink water, you know, hopefully a couple, more than a couple times a day. But similarly, you know, some people don't, you know, it's like a couple times a day because they do it while they eat or whatever. Similarly, you kind of replenish that reserve a couple, maybe three times a day. If you did that, even in small 3-minute, 5-minute, 7-minute, 11-minute doses, and you did it a couple times a day, you would notice a huge kind of significant increase in your profit margin of your balance sheet, of how much energy you're putting out and how much energy you're replenishing. So that's it's a simple way of looking at it. And I think, I don't know, you know, it depends on what your scene is like, but I actually think that doing a little bit a couple of times a day can be more beneficial than doing a lot one time a day. But you have to kind of see, you have to sense how it works for you. Some people, like for me, I do better I do maybe twice a day, more in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon. That kind of works for me. But when we're traveling, it's much more little doses multiple times whenever we can fit it in, right? And that works as well. For some people, you don't have much time in the morning. You have a lot of things to do, or you have young children, or you have to get to work early, or, you know, that kind of stuff, or you're not a morning person. So maybe you do a smaller dose in the morning of some sort of yogic practice or pranayama or something, and then you do a little more in the afternoon. So you work it out, or evening. But some people like to meditate at night. It's not my favorite thing to do because I like to sleep. But if you're someone who likes to do that, that's a great way to do it before bed. You can really kind of do a lot for the system right before bed, and you'll get a great benefit while the system then replenishes in sleep, and then, you know, that kind of thing. So that's a good way of looking at it. And you want to, the more you're in profit for a more extended period of time, the more successful the business of operating your human system is. Make sense? Simple, right? All right, so we're going to do some stuff. We're going to take that solar energy this morning on this Sunday, and we're going to kind of really replenish wherever you're a little bit, we'll call it, you know, wherever you've been spending a lot of your energy, your reserve. We'll replenish that, and you can do a lot of that on a Sunday. That's why in the Roman calendar and, you know, how that kind of got organized is the Sunday is the day that you rest or the day, because it's actually a real recharge day. That's what it originally was kind of constructed to be. All right, so we'll use that energy and do some replenishment. And then today also has some significant cosmic kind of energy, which I'd like to work with. So we'll work to open up the heart a little bit. It's something called the Venus Gate, which is an astrological phenomenon where there's a real kind of capacity for the heart frequency on these days. And that frequency is very powerful frequency. It's more powerful in the yogic technology than 108 suns of the solar system. So we'll use the solar energy, and then we'll open up what's even more powerful than that, 108 times. This heart chakra, not the organ, but the chakra, the center of the heart, when it's kind of closed down, or when you're in grief, or when you're kind of defensive, or just all the ways that the heart gets closed down, you lose a lot of energy very quickly. And so in order to get your whole reserve force charged back up, the heart needs to have a nice kind of opening, so we'll work a little bit with that this morning too. All right, then obviously once our hearts are open, we'll shop. You see the 1, 2, 3 here, right? Well, first we'll eat. let's be real. You know, some of us will. It depends on how you do your thing, right? Do you shop before you eat, or do you eat before you shop? This is, you know, something you should meditate on this while we practice here. Bring the palms together.